the one person that used to complain about Oliver doing that, so Baba had him hold him?
Yeah. Baba needed to enjoy a musical session. He liked music, and especially the Qawwali form of music. You see, Qawwali form is a sort of the singer who sings these pieces. He speaks on behalf of the beloved as well as the lover. It's the same person gives out the words as the beloved would give to the lovers, and the lover would complain against the beloved. So these things are a combination of things. They have the accompaniments and all that. And Baba always enjoyed such sessions. They are known as Qawwali sessions. It's a famous thing in India and Pakistan, Afghanistan and all these places. And he liked to be undisturbed all the time. But the sessions are such that the tempo, after a while, rises, you see, and each one feels the atmosphere there, because the person who gives out the complaint is the complaint of every individual, you see, and the beloved then gives the answer and this and that, and that stirs the feeling up. So the people naturally get into an ecstatic mood, and then, not here of course, we had to contain ourselves, but in general I mean, public do that. So the same singers would come here and perform their performances before Baba. So he would want to be undisturbed. We knew that he always wanted no disturbance from our side. Whatever should be, whatever feelings that are aroused in one's heart, one has to contain those feelings. We knew that and we did that. And it was possible for us to do that. But Aloba could not do it. He is from that area, you know, Iran and Iraq side. So naturally they are more susceptible to such ecstatic fits. So invariably he would disturb the session, and he would rush to Baba and kiss and tear his clothes and do this and do that and all that. And then again we had to go and get him down. So his mood is spoiled, and he would say, "Stop it now, go." So this was common. And then he would admonish Aloba and says, "But what can I do? I can't help it." Aloba would plead guilty, no doubt, but he says, "I'm helpless." And so Baba says, "Contain it, contain it." This is how he would do. Means contain. And this is the refrain, to contain. Contain whatever you would want to express, contain. Whether it be anger or whether it be love and praise for the Lord. You have to contain. Otherwise you can't throw it out like that. So one day it so happened, because she wants the story, is that there was going to be an exceptional singer who had come, and we all knew about him. We had heard him before, but for a short while. He had performed before Baba, and Baba liked him very much, because he had good pieces to speak out, say it out. The sing as well as the speak out also, as a complaint, you see. They have all these gestures, and sometimes they stand up and they berate the beloved, and beloved is him. It's like that. So, and when he does that, we feel so happy about it. Yeah. And we would like that he should continue more to do that. He deserves that and all that. And then, naturally, the answer comes also from, as if it's from the beloved. This is how the beloved, then they will sing the answer and all that. So that session was to be held. So when that session was to be held, and Baba was very eager to enjoy that music, that session. So he said, "But what to do with Aloba now? He does not know how to control this man." And so he starts planning. He says, "What should we do?" And this session was held in the study hall, which is now at Mehr Retreat, at Mehrabad, Upper Mehrabad. It's a big hall. Many people were called from different parts of this country. Mostly from Pune, Bombay, close by, Ahmednagar. People had come from Delhi also and all that sort of thing. Who wouldn't want to come to see Baba in that happy mood? And to be in that atmosphere. It is, it has the atmosphere. So Baba was very particular about it. Now how to solve this difficulty? Baba had no heart to tell Aloba not to attend the session. He wanted Aloba to be there also. So just then, in the morning, before the session started, there came another Baba lover who was like a giant. He was a Baba lover. He was an Irani. And Baba spotted him and says, "You come here, will you do one thing for me?" I says, "Yes, Baba, anything." He did not know what it was. He says, "What is it? I will do anything." "Yes, you will do anything for me?" He says, "Yes." So you see, when the session is held, when the music goes on, you take Aloba and hold his wrist and keep him steady over there. You know how Aloba is. "Yes, Baba. This is, see now, today I want to enjoy without any disturbance. Will you do that for me?" "Sure." And it was child's play for him. Aloba is like a fly in his hand. Yeah. He was a huge person, you see. He's still alive. And so Baba even pointed out, you see, see that corner there, far corner, you sit there with him. And don't allow him to come here. Whatever be the cost, you just press him down and keep him there. Don't see that he doesn't disturb you. I want to enjoy the music. "Sure. Fine." And it went on, and every time Aloba would go, so he would press him like that and all that. Because all Baba is noticing all this and enjoying the fate of this giant, you see, and this. But never expected such a thing would happen. And what happened was that this giant himself got into an ecstatic fit. And he left Aloba and he started rushing towards Baba. And luckily Aloba could catch hold of his leg, you see. And he is trying to pull himself and he has fallen down. So he is pushing himself to go close to Baba and he is drawing him. And that was a great entertainment for Baba. Although it spoiled his whole music session. Of course we had gone halfway through it. But then this was a comic side. And then at the end of the whole session Baba says, "You couldn't even do that, Baba. I couldn't do it. I'm helpless. I'm helpless."
Aloba must be contagious. He caught it.
Yeah. So that's how it was. But it was a real sight to see, you know, this fellow. And Aloba tagging on. And he's just hanging on to his body, you know, keep holding him back all the way.
Did that help Aloba stop doing that at all in the next
year? Yeah, he saw what happened. No, he calmed down later on. Because he knew that it disturbed Baba. It was there all the time. Baba would so often tell him. He'll just salute him and say, "Please keep quiet, contain yourself. What is this in this sort of thing?"